It is the Monday edition. The wow, what a Masters classic. Congratulations, Rory McIlroy, on the career Grand Slam. Compelling television, compelling sports. What a story edition. While you were watching the Masters, I was playing tennis. What a great game. It's like pickleball, only harder edition. The Jesse Nelson, you magnificent son of a gun. A brand new open for a brand new app, but the same old us edition. And the Isaiah Simmons, are you Goody's Zach Bond edition of Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, some or all of them, depending on the day. And absolutely everything you need on the all-new. I took it for a test drive last night. I'm going to tweet out some screenshots of it so you can get familiar with it. Our brand-new ESPN Wisconsin app. Completely overhauled. It's a thing of beauty, but here's the other thing of beauty. If you, like me, had the Wisconsin On Demand app and used it regularly like I do, like when I'm double-dipping and transcribing Brian Bulaga for a story for Channel3000.com, all you got to do is update it, and poof, magically, Wisconsin On Demand app becomes the ESPN Wisconsin app. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios, blurry as ever. And also in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios, I have a fashion question for him at some point as well. He is the Packers Hall of Famer, resplendent in AmFam Blue. He is Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I don't think you should ask me any fashion questions.
Why not?
I'm not interested in fashion. I'm not good at it. And I don't really have a ton of strong opinions on it. So I don't think I would help you. No, I'm just being honest about it.
It's actually a fairly simple question.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, you guys have gotten after me about clashing.
Who gets after you about clashing?
I wore that one ensemble that day, and everybody crushed me.
I've never used the word clashing in my life.
No, me either. No, you're confusing us with another show.
No, I'm not. This wasn't that long ago. I came, and I think I had like a striped shirt with a vest, and you guys, oh my God, that might be the worst outfit I've ever seen.
Seriously, I don't think that was us.
No, it was 100%. You know, I was in the ESPN Milwaukee studio. And I wore it, and you guys got after me. I wore it for the whole show, and then afterwards I said, maybe it's not a good look. And it turns out it wasn't. So I don't have any interest in fashion. Like, none.
You're telling us.
Well, I'm sure you.
I think I see what happened
here.
What happened,
Jason,
Jesse?
Of all people, you would be one person that I'd probably say I could beat in a fashion off. ain't many, but you would be the one person, so... For us, not that we need to just stick in our lane, because I am going to always go where I feel like I want to go.
Swerving all over the place, usually.
Fashion ain't going to be it. Now, literature.
Literature?
Yeah. Well, anyways, what's your fashionista deal? Because I'm fascinated
now. You're interested,
of all
are you?
The lanes you wanted to point out as your specialty, you led with literature?
No, I just wanted to get into because you know how as... radio hosts, we want I think there is no bigger compliment for us than I had to sit in my car, in my garage, in my parking garage at work before I could go in. I needed to listen to the end of your point. I don't think there's anything we could do that is more like meaningful for us as in this job than if somebody's like, you know what, man, I was listening to such and such, and I had to wait an extra 10 minutes in my car, even though I was at my destination.
Uh-huh.
I think that is the best. I had a moment like that this morning.
You couldn't get out of your car because you had to finish the book you were reading?
No. But it is a book I am going to read. I was listening to an author being interviewed. And that's not literature. It is literature. A book isn't literature? Really?
Well, you weren't reading a book.
I didn't say I was reading a book in my car, you
isn't
numbskull.
Isn't that literature?
No, it's not literature.
Could
I thought
be
you
a good
being
interview
a journalist
and you
would
be like, wow, that was a fun interview.
The interview was so good I couldn't leave. I had to listen till the end. A, because they didn't reset and actually tell me the name of the book that I wanted to get or the author.
Good. Can't do that.
That was part of it.
Wait, you didn't know the name of the book as you were listening to the interview, but the interview was so good
she
you were sold
was
on the
turned
book.
Out to be Chaucer. She was talking about life and things that were fascinating. And I was sitting there like, that is really intriguing. That is super interesting. I need to get this book. That doesn't happen.
Was she on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy?
That doesn't happen to me that often. So, no.
Okay, what's the book?
Well, I'm not going to give out free advertising.
Oh, my God.
I'm not.
Do you remember the
name
of the book?
Just tell us the name of the book.
No, I'm not going to.
Who's the author?
I'm not going to get into that either because that would give it away.
I think this story is made up.
It's not.
What do you mean the name of the author would be?
Does she own an ice cream shop?
It's a biography.
Maybe, but it's not. Well, anyways, get to your fashion point.
This is so much better than my simple question. Where do we stand on crew neck sweatshirts?
Crew neck. I don't even know. What is a crew neck?
That's this. It's the. It doesn't have a hood.
No hoodie.
It doesn't have a quarter zip. It's just a regular.
I like it.
Hate it.
The Paul Chris specialty.
Why are you wearing it then?
Because... It is because
it's free, and somebody gave you a bowl of soup with it.
No, it was. I actually had to donate to get it.
This bag of soup.
Maddie's got her first outdoor.
Thank you so much for that. That's really generous.
Tell me more about your self-help book that you're going to read. Because it's never mind. It's a crew neck. It's for Maddie's first outdoor track meet of the year, and I don't wear crew neck sweatshirts. They're kind of stretchy around the neck. I like my collars tight. I like hoodies more than I like crew necks. And I'm just wondering, you're wearing a quarter zip?
I don't love Q-zips either. I mean, they're okay.
I'm more of a quarter zip or hoodie guy, and I'm not a crew neck guy.
So I've become a fan of the very thin layered hoodie. The long sleeve, thin layered hoodie.
And Domofsky.
I like that. It gives you some versatility.
Uh-huh.
You can stay warm and you don't get overly hot. Ba-da-da-da. You don't know because today, I don't know what today is going to be. It could be 68, 70 degrees when we walk out of the Everlight Solar Studio. It could be 50. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And that gives
spring.
You that versatility that you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
I am all about versatility. That's what I want in clothes. I'm not interested. I agree with you wholeheartedly. Not a fan of what you're wearing today.
Thank you.
Is that what he said?
Was that hard?
No, it's not. It wasn't. Not at all.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we got the name of that book out of this deal, though, because that worked out well for us.
Yeah, I'm very excited to read it, and then I'll give you a report.
That's great, but you're not going to tell us about it because you can't tell us what the name of the book is.
I will tell you about it.
So you can provide a summary of the book, but not the name or the author of the book.
Is the author a potential guest on our show?
No, unfortunately, no.
No, because why?
A lot of reasons. First off, we don't book guests. And second off, it's probably not a sport.
We had like multiple guests show on Friday.
It's not a day
sports.
Last week we had a
it's
guest
It's not
on.
A sports, but I will say this. Gets to be June-ish, I will try to book this guest.
If you've read the book by then, which you will still have not told us about.
Is it Martha Stewart?
Maybe.
No, you're not going to just say maybe to everyone.
Is it Cindy Crawford?
No.
Is it our
not.
Chance at redemption?
It is not Cindy.
From our early
we
interview.
We will never have a chance at redemption with Cindy.
Okay.
Oh, what else did you want from Cindy? She
it wasn't her fault. It was ours.
No,
I'm
not blaming Cindy.
I was not
you
responsible.
Said, what
I was
did
not
you,
here.
What else did you want from Cindy? I would like her to give us a chance to make it up to her.
To make it up to her? She didn't care. She didn't want to come on the show. She wanted to help promote the American Family Children's Hospital, which is great. That's what she was on there for. But really, the only question I had, and it was a slap me in the face moment, which I think we all know, but most supermodels, not that we talk to a bunch of them, this whole concept of, oh, you can just be a portly, funny guy sitting at a bar and you can really end up dating a supermodel. And she basically told you, no, that's not how it works. Supermodels don't date portly, funny people. Supermodels date good-looking, tall, handsome people. And when she told us that, that kind of was that, okay, that's what we always thought. People lie, and Cindy shot us straight. And I appreciated that about Cindy. And that we did get that part on the air.
Her husband's name is Randy Gerber.
Yep. I don't know if that's the Gerber from the
I don't want to give out any free advertising.
Is that
but
the kids' food?
Quite the businessman. No, not, I don't think so. But be that as it may, I'm gonna make it my goal to get her back on the show.
It's not gonna happen.
And that's our Masters recap.
Well, we can't talk Masters because Jason won't discuss it.
We'll discuss. We'll discuss it next because I'm happy for Rory McIlroy.
You don't care.
What a story.
You don't care.
I didn't care, but he's a great story.
Is he?
Didn't care enough to watch it, but I saw highlights like you often do of the NBA, which is how you're the NBA expert that you are,
so that
qualifies
games.
Me.
Don't lump me in with your foolishness.
When's the last time you played tennis?
I'm a pickleball player only now.
So no tennis whatsoever?
No, I mean, I played with City when we vacationed with them. I want to say that was either 2 or 3 years ago.
Okay.
So I have played, but it's been a minute.
It is fun.
Yeah.
It's a fun game.
I would bet that your tennis playing outside of hitting with your daughter is going to be zero, if I'm just calling it.
Well, I've hit with her now 4 times. We've played doubles, me and another dad against her and his daughter.
Okay, that's fun.
Crushed him. Dominant performance. I think we could use some coaching, though. And I'm wondering, even though you're retired, like John McEnroe, if you could give us some tips, maybe we could make a day of it. You know,
so
play a little pickleball,
like,
the pickler.
Much like fashion, I'm very unorthodox in my tennis. I know I played a lot of tennis. I probably played 20 years of tennis.
Okay.
I was never able to hit topspin forehands. Don't know why. Just could never consistently do it. Had a good serve, volleyed, great cut backhand, great drop shot. That's how I wore out when I played 6 and 7 month pregnant women. I drop shotted them to death.
You and Tucker Kraft have a lot in common.
And I would hit tough cut backhands. That's my game.
Okay.
Now, my son has gotten coaching, my buddy Tommy Chorney. He is a fantastic tennis coach.
Tommy!
He is a great fan of our show. I will put him in touch with you. He is the best.
Okay.
The best, Jerry.
Okay.
And so it's a great game. You're right. Tennis is a great sport. It's a great workout, but I have transitioned into pickling only.
The pickler. That's what we call you, the pickler. You have also transitioned into some outstanding acting. I have seen this commercial now. It's in heavy rotation across Spectrum Cable. It's awesome to see. There may have been someone in my house that saw it this morning before they left for school who said, "Hey, it's Big Bird," which I thought was completely gratuitous and
unnecessary. That's not very nice.
But you could take it up with
Sydney.
Oh, there's
my selfish dad forcing me to wear a yellow shirt even though I wanted to wear green. Is that what she said? I know this. She's excited about the draft. There's a lot of buzz about the draft up in Green Bay, but there's no drafts when it comes to Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. In fact, you should make Pella your number one pick because right now you can take advantage of no interest financing options or you can get free glass upgrades. Their talented designers and installers can match your home's unique decor through seamless customization. Certain restrictions do apply, and this deal ends the end of April. So place your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Our Masters recap is next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio. This ain't a good time, but when is it ever? I know the perfect time
covered a lot of ground in that opening portion of the program, but we did not, other than a passing mention, cover the ground of a guy who hadn't won a major in 11 years. A guy who was, at one point, I believe, viewed as the heir apparent to Tiger Woods in terms of the greatest golfer in the game, has completed the Grand Slam, the career Grand Slam, which I don't know. I feel like we've had conversations about Grand Slams before, and Tausch was not a fan of them, if I remember correctly, on how we viewed them.
No, they're majors. You have to get four to actually, like, a home run is a home run. A major is a major, and a Grand Slam is four-piece nug.
But do you believe in the career Grand Slam,
yes,
or is that?
Yeah, okay, that's completely good. But when you say, right, oh, he finally won a Grand Slam. No, he didn't. He won a major. Like, there's a difference.
Well, he finally won the Masters, and now he has won all four majors. Tausch, I assume you watched with anticipation on the edge of your couch, or maybe on the edge of your smartphone, as Rory McIlroy won in a playoff at the Masters.
So we had baseball and softball yesterday at 5:30, which was super irritating because I kind of had that hunch. But so I got home, watched about 8 or 9 holes of golf, and I don't remember. I think Justin Rose had bogeyed 14, and Rory had just birdied 10 or 11, and it was like a 5-shot lead. So I said, okay, I ain't even mad, because thought it was going to be dramatic with him and Bryson. Again, I love the Masters. I think it is, you talk about from just a beauty standpoint and the fact that they don't let cell phones in and you actually have to watch. Like, there's just so much great stuff about what we saw yesterday. Then I get done. I drop Eleanor off. I take Mac. We have practice, and I get, and we kids start warming up, and I look, and it's 11 to 11. And I'm thinking, what the blank is going on here? Well, Rory urinated down his leg.
He did.
That happens in golf. Justin Rose goes dominating. And this whole deal goes, so now I'm firing balls into the the pitching machine and whatnot. And I look, and I see it goes to overtime. Sudden death.
Playoff.
But got a coach. So I end up not being able to see what happens at the end. It is what it is. But when I got home, I watched the golf coverages, the Golf Channel's coverage of it, the interviews, and all. And I saw the highlights of the final hole, and I don't know, for someone, and I get your deal, whatever. The idea of being a storyteller and loving sports, you are really missing the boat. And it's too bad.
Yesterday was
jump in because golf test you in ways other sports don't. It brings out emotions, and it brings, especially somebody like Rory, who stayed with the PGA Tour, didn't go over to LIV, kind of did all the stuff. And in a world now where you transfer out and you beg to get traded to superstar teams, and you just give in when adversity slaps you in the face, well, golf doesn't let you do that. Golf forces you to either give in or get up. Rory got up, and it was ugly, and it was up and down, and how many times can this dude do what he did? And then to see, and Jason, this is where I feel bad for you, to miss that emotion, to miss that storytelling, to see Rory break down on the green, and the amount of friends and family he had that knew what he went through, for a storyteller, that's what this is all about. And you can exclude and do all that. That's whatever the case may be. Yesterday was everything that people love about sports was encapsulated in that 5-hour block of window. That's what yesterday was. And it is fantastic. I love the fact that he got over the hump, that he fought through, because most... And this is why he is in that vernacular of the greats, not a one-offer. Because he was able to imagine missing a 4-footer to win the Masters, having to get back and do the exact same blanking thing, and in doing it, it's awesome. It's absolutely awesome. It's the beauty of sports to me was yesterday. That's what makes sports the best.
Yeah, it's a great story. There's no doubt about it. And there's no question that him getting emotional after winning was fantastic. I love all that. I don't understand the level of worship of that specific tournament, but that doesn't mean that I can't appreciate his story and what he overcame and everything that you talked about, because that's exactly right. That's what we talk to our kids about. That's what we talk to our teams as coaches about, is facing adversity and overcoming it and mental toughness and all those things that make sports great. He had all those things on display. I would have felt the same way if it was on Father's Day and it was the U.S. Open and that was the one he hadn't won. So it's not something that's exclusive for me anyway to it being Augusta. Also, for the record, I was on a tennis court and you were either on a softball diamond or a baseball diamond when he was doing it. So, like, that's the story's great. Whether you watched it live or not, it still is incredibly compelling. And I don't know him any more than I know Cindy Crawford. I've actually talked to Cindy Crawford more than I've talked to Rory McIlroy. But I felt happy for him. And there's a couple of great commercials I saw that Nike had done over the years on him. The one of him, like, growing up, idolizing Tiger, and then being on the same tee with him. Like, those were really cool things that, as a storyteller, I loved. And had I been covering him yesterday, I would have loved the opportunity to write the story. I don't understand the degree to which Augusta is different than all the other majors. But I'm glad that he completed his career Grand Slam, because I don't know, when you've gone 11 years without a major and you were supposed to be the next guy, I don't know how you cover that ground without getting downtrodden and ending up giving up. And he deserves a ton of credit for doing that. I am curious, is like Jordan Spieth the next guy that needs to have this kind of a renaissance? The only thing I saw from him yesterday was when he either inadvertently or on purpose hit a guy in the junk as he was walking by with his golf club as he was walking off the course. Is that the kind of redemption story? Is he next up? Who's next
Rory
needs to do that?
Rory's different. I think that's I don't know if Jordan Spieth winning a PGA championship, it's not going to carry the same. It just won't. So this was one of those great storylines. If Phil Mickelson was able to win a U.S. Open, then you'd probably have a very similar conversation, even though I don't believe he is loved universally like Rory is. So golf always tells a great story. There's the history behind it, and I understand not everybody loves golf, but if you love sports and you love human psychology and sports psychology, yesterday is about as good as you're going to get. It was. I think it's very similar to me. John Elway. I thought, when this one's for John.
Mm-hmm.
John Elway got smacked in the face in 3 Super Bowls. Couldn't win. And everybody is crushing him. And John Elway didn't give in. John Elway kept winging it. Now picked up Terrell Davis and Mike Shanahan. And, so it's different. But John Elway is the Rory McIlroy of the NFL. That's how I look at this.
Okay.
But wouldn't he have had to have win?
That's the tricky part of it. I think Super Bowls obviously are, they're basically Grand Slams in the fact that you get
majors.
You got to get 2. I almost look at it, you have to have 2 to be in the same category as the, because how many starting quarterbacks have 2 Super Bowls? It's a smaller club. Then you go to 3. Obviously, in this, you need 4 because you have to have 1 of each. So it's, you can't really make the comp. But I'm just saying, I think it was as universally loved. Obviously, as Packer fans, we didn't love what we saw. But I think the NFL as a whole thought John deserved it. Obviously, Pat Bowlen with one of the great lines, "This one's for John."
You love that line.
The emotional component of that, I thought, was eerily similar to what we saw yesterday.
So does that make Mahomes Tiger Woods or Tom?
Brady is Tiger Woods. No, Brady is Nicholas. Mahomes would be probably Tiger. I don't know. I'd have to do a little more research on that.
Joe Montana, how does he fit into this?
I haven't really
done Arnold Palmer.
I think Gary Player would be Terry Bradshaw. That's the only ones I can come up with.
Well, thanks for that one.
You're welcome. Gene Sarazen might be like Jim Plunkett.
What about Tung Chai Jai-D? Where does he fit into the equation? Is he Jordan Love?
He's an AmFam champ, that's for sure.
They both are supportive of AmFam. I know you just said that you're not allowed to take your cell phone into the Masters.
That's correct, yes.
So do you have to take like an old-school digital camera if you don't want to take a picture?
There's photographers. Ken Griffey Jr., photographer.
Ken Griffey Jr. is a photographer?
He is, yes. There's a really good article about Ken Griffey Jr. being a rookie photographer in the photo booths down at Augusta, chasing people, getting pictures. He got a great picture of Bernard Langer. And now that you're a tennis guy all of a sudden, who's the greater German sports star?
Boris Becker.
Boris or Bernhard Langer, because I'll tell you what, you can say what you want. Jim Nantz is a blanking goat.
Yeah, he is great.
I don't want anybody ever say, like, I love Mike Tirico. I think Mike Tirico's great. Jim blanking Nantz, how he does this. I saw his little deal with Bernhard Langer yesterday, and you get the fact that you can get me or anybody else choked up about a guy that won a Masters in like 93. That's amazing. Jim Nantz is blanking amazing.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
No, he's amazing.
Everybody else is talking about how he handled when Rory won and let the moment sit. And you're Bernhard saying, Langer. It was that Bernhard Langer interview. That really did it.
He brings out, he's great. He's great.
Yeah, you'll get no argument here. Just out of curiosity, though. And I'm going to regret this, but I'm going to do it anyway.
I think I'm going to go Boris Becker still, just because I recall Boris jumping around at Wimbledon.
Yeah.
But Bernhard Langer's career should be studied. Not an American, he doesn't get the love. Bernhard blanking Langer has had one of the goatiest careers we've ever seen.
Yeah. All right.
I mean, goatiest, really?
Yes. Dude, he's done it for like 50 blanking years.
Enough with the blanking.
Well, I didn't know a ton about Bernhard Langer until yesterday. I knew he won a couple. I know he kills on the Champions Tour, and I think he's won an AmFam champ, I believe. Maybe not. I don't know for sure.
I don't think he has.
He's won 12 Champions Tour majors. He's had the yips. He had almost quit golf multiple times.
Whose career would you rather have, Rory or Bernhard Langer?
Post 50, Bernhard.
I didn't ask you about
obviously
post 50.
Up to this point, Rory. But
so he can't be goatiest. He's not even better than the guy that won the big tournament yesterday.
Bernhard Langer, his career should be evaluated as, I can't believe this dude did what he did.
All right, the guy hasn't even won an AmFam championship. So what are we doing?
Have you? I actually have won an AmFam. I've actually won an AmFam championship, so I know.
Celebrity foursome.
Just out of curiosity, as you feed into my snooty, we're the Masters, we're Augusta narrative. So you're telling me that if you and I go buddy and buddy to the Masters together, and we're out on the course, unless some sort of staff photographer takes our picture for us, I have to leave the Masters without a photograph of me and my good friend Mark Tauscher.
I think practice rounds you can maybe take them, but for
does that not strike you as slightly pretentious?
No, I think it's awesome. I don't think it's pretentious at all. Matter of fact, I've heard people say maybe other sporting events need to start thinking about doing this.
I would like a picture at Augusta then.
Well,
get
Ken Griffey Jr. to snap a photo for you.
Can I get a picture with Ken Griffey Jr.? Will you take it? Because I would prefer that.
Yeah, I would have no problem.
I had a friend who was up this week, and he said he goes to concerts and comedians. They do the same thing, too.
Comedians don't let you bring phones
in. They put the phone in a bag, and they like store it in a locker up front.
I'm seeing some things that schools are going to start saying, you have to lock it in your locker. No cell phones in schools, and I am totally on board with that.
Because the Masters is so hoity-toity, I'm curious. Are you able to play Prize Picks with them, or is that also not an option for you?
Olti had a good day yesterday. Olti had a real good day. I had a hunch.
Pat Connaughton?
I did not go with Pat Connaughton. but I did go with Jay Rose. I knew Jay Rose was going to bounce back yesterday. Knew it. Not to the degree that he did. I did not think he'd be in a playoff. I'm not
Jalen Rose?
Jay Rose. You can say Justin Rose. Jalen Rose maybe had a good day broadcasting. I don't know. I didn't follow it. But Justin Rose, monster day, went less. Rory kind of had a hunch he might spit up a little bit. Had a little hunch. Knew that Bryson was going to spit up a little bit, so I went more, less with my boy Jay Rose, and a win for all T. Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action. Over 10 million members, billions of dollars in award winnings, made daily fantasy sports accessible to everybody. Pick more or less. It's simple. I went less, more. Boom. Win. Prize Picks, the best place to win cash while watching sports. You can join over 10 million users. Sign up today. Use that promo code WI. And you can get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. And now, the NBA playoffs, this is the best. You know, there's no more load management, none of that. Playoff basketball, more or less. You got Doncic, you got Giannis. Maybe Pat Connaughton's going to keep rolling. I don't know. We don't know, but it's fun. Get in on the playoff action. Prize Picks, run your game.
Steve, via the Facebook Messenger, which I don't, I like that we have an automated response, but I like to reply to these when I can.
Hey, sports fans.
Hi, thanks for contacting us. We've received your message and appreciate you reaching out. You don't even promise responses.
Steve, I don't know how to turn that off, by the way. I'm sorry to all of our fans that reach out to us that way. I don't know how to turn that off. I wish
this
I could.
Was your domain.
You would think. I don't know how to turn off the auto reply.
I was at the Masters on Friday and Saturday. It was an experience of a lifetime. The Masters takes complimentary photos for all patrons at the Founders Circle. No cell phones or cameras are allowed during the tournament. So there you go. We will shift gears and get Tausch's insights into the Bucks playoff chances, given that he had such a successful day on Prize Picks. Next, it's Wildy and Tausch.
We're on the Packers.
You still want to see that steady play, that steady improvement, and you didn't get it from Jordan Love?
Because we're on Wisconsin Sports.
That just makes the stakes that much higher this season.
Nobody covers the green and gold like 100.5 ESPN.
For those in the YouTube comments that came here for Packers conversation.
You're getting antsy?
We'll have some for you.
Well, a pretty bold statement. You're saying Isaiah Simmons is going to be the next Zach Bond. That's bold.
Didn't exactly say that.
Jesse, did he not kind of imply that early
hinted,
in the show?
Hinted at it.
Hinted, sure. Could be.
Well, first round pick versus a linebacker. It actually, I kind of get what you're saying. I don't agree with it.
Thanks. I saw our friends at Unsportsmanlike this morning.
Oh, you went big boy cam, huh? Okay, what did Unsportsmanlike
what?
Say? What?
Who are you talking to?
Jesse.
Oh, okay. On your camera in front of you there, the left side is the preview portion that no one but you and I sees.
I'm not
and
a TV
the right
guy.
Side is everyone else's.
Clearly.
Else is
I'm
what
not
they
a seasoned
see.
Vet like some.
So you're now getting distracted by me presetting the reverse cam.
It's true.
Yeah.
That was Take fun. A breath. Take a beat. You're going to be all right.
Have a meal.
Yeah.
Hey, it's reverse cam for those of you watching.
So that's now on screen?
Yes, the right
but it wasn't
side is
before.
On. Correct, yes.
You're doing too much, man. You're doing too much. He's trying to show off for Jocko. That's what Jesse's doing.
Jocko looks great, by the
he
way.
He does.
Best hair in the business.
His hair is fantastic, isn't it?
And one
He's
of the
a big Bernhard Langer fan, too. He's golfed with Bernhard.
Really?
Yeah.
Did Jim Nantz mention that in his piece yesterday, or did he gloss over that part?
I think Bernhard mentioned all of the people that helped him along the way, And I think it was implied that Jocko was a part of that group.
Okay. Are we adding more camera angles to the show? I mean, we have like an actual camera operator in the room now. I mean,
I don't know how this all works. I just show up and try to do the best.
You just see the preview of what's next on the video stream and then announce it for everybody. Yes. Thinking we're all seeing it. Okay. Just wanted to clarify. You had a great day on Prize Picks. The Bucks had a great day with Pat Connaughton. They are the number 5 seed, as expected, and as our Bucks buddy Justin Garcia told us weeks ago, they match up with the Indianapolis Pacers. And I saw Evan and Canty and Mishmel Schmalman addressing what happens if they lose their first-round series. It was almost as if they took one of your conversations with Evan Cohen and made it a segment on their nationally renowned radio show.
Well, Evan runs a lot of stuff by me to make sure it's kosher, especially when it comes to
Take some shots
sports.
At you, too,
he
from
does,
what I could see.
And that's okay.
Unnecessary.
Yeah, he does. I think he's trying to be funny, and that's not really his wheelhouse.
He's not funny.
That's not his main thing. But this is a huge series, I think, for... You know, A, we don't know if Dalla Dame is going to be available. I think there's hope that he will be at some point. You know, it is a week. Jesse announced, I think the Bucks put out that Saturday noon on our air is going to be the first game. And then
so,
what?
Yes.
This first round goes for like 6 months.
So for the record, I did not just make the announcement. It was shared by the NBA public relations office last night.
I heard it first from you.
That's great. Bucks Pacers noon tip time Saturday for game one on
ESPN. This is
going to
be an NBA TV series, isn't it?
No, ESPN on Saturday.
No, the entire time though, because there's the Lakers obviously are going to be primetime TNT, the whole deal. The Bucks will be an NBA TV series. Because there's a couple of times that you can't fit it on, whether it's ESPN, ABC, TNT, and then they're an NBA TV series. This is going to be an NBA
TV. Typically, the Bucks do check a lot of boxes to be the NBA TV series featured in the first round, and that appears to be the case again this time, yes.
Will they emerge from it?
They are going to beat Indiana. I don't buy Indiana as like that guy. Giannis is the best player in the series, bar none. Dame is available. I feel really good about it. Outside of that, it's going to be a grinder, but I think we're going to get it done in six. And then I think we're going
Bucks in six.
And then I think we're going to get beaten five against the Cavs. We'll play Boston. We'll play Boston. It'll be a five.
Yeah, I'm going to go home. If they win it in six, I'm just going to say right now, if they win it in six, I'm going to write the biggest, baddest Milwaukee Bucks anthem you've ever heard.
That's
Sheryl Crow, 2021, still waiting on it.
That's 4 years, Sheryl says. She's had a full Olympiad to write this ballad, this biggest, baddest ballad. Nothing. Somebody should follow up with her on that. But I think the best scenario here, the Bucks win the first series. I don't think they can get out of the second round regardless. Dame plays, Dame doesn't play. Boston's just too deep. They're going to be too good. And then the question comes, with this ownership group, are you going to run this thing back, or are you going to try and find the next phase in Giannis' career? Does Giannis want to and see that vision? There is going to be a lot of question marks that come from this. And unless they make a deeper playoff run than I anticipate, or I think most Bucks fans realistically look at, then you start wondering what happens. And I don't know the answer to that, but I would think this thing has kind of run its course with this core group of players as we sit here right now.
So they were talking in a manner that would inspire concern in fans. Do you feel that concern or not?
What's the concern?
That this is, they're going to blow the whole thing up and Giannis will not be a Buck next year. And I don't know if that's one of those topics that moves the needle, so you discuss it, or if people truly believe that that's a likelihood or at least a strong possibility.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think, Giannis doesn't want to go anywhere. You wonder, you already seen his best man be traded. You know, depending on how Dame comes back, I don't know what their relationship is. Brook Lopez, I believe, is going to be an unrestricted free agent.
Expiring contract.
So that core group that you have all those memories with, you had all that success with, Do you love Kuzma? Do you love the new group, Porter, the whole crew? I don't know. I don't know where he's at with that. I don't know. My guess is if you have another disappointing playoff. Now, if you get out of the first round, that's better than what we've seen the last 2 years. Is that the kind of growth that a – how old is Giannis now? 30?
I have to look.
All right. However old he is, he's older. Does he view this as this is where I want to be and I think we can win? He wants to be here. We know that. But he wants to win more than he wants to just be in Milwaukee.
He turned 30 in December.
So he's 30 years old. LeBron's a freak. LeBron's 40. Is Giannis going to be doing this at 40? I'm not going to doubt him, but he's a lot of wear and tear on him. He plays hard. He doesn't take days. He doesn't miss unless he's injured. So that's going to be the question mark. And in the past, all of this, oh, Giannis is going to get traded. Giannis is this. It was all malarkey. I think you could say that there would be some validity to where and what could happen this offseason. This isn't, oh, he signed the extension. Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything with stars. We know that. So this postseason is going to be huge. If they whimper and get beat out in five by the Pacers, I think that conversation gets super loud, super early. And then the Bucks have real tough decisions to make. Because if Giannis says he wants to go, he's going to go.
Will that change how you view him, or
no.
Is he...
Giannis is a made man.
Okay.
He brought a championship. He has done everything. In the past, like if I was around in the 70s when Kareem did what he did, I'd have been mad.
Yeah.
It's a different world. Giannis has done everything he could. If Giannis decides after this season, I want to go somewhere else, A, I'm going to say, all right, let's go get a haul and reset. And there will be, you think Doncic got applauded and T-shirts made and Jumbotron? It should be times 100. He didn't bring them a championship. Giannis brought us a championship. So, there we go.
For those of you not watching on the video stream, Michael in Oregon wants anyone going to tell Tausch that the second round would be Cleveland.
So, the 4-5 matchup, wouldn't that be the winner play the one seed?
Correct. Cleveland is the one seed.
Cleveland's the one seed, even though, yes, you know what, Michael?
It's our NBA analyst,
Mark Tauscher. But I'm not going to lie to you. Boston's really the one seed. You are correct, Michael.
Oh, my God.
Hey, guys, go check Vegas. You're right. Cleveland had a great regular season. That is on me. But I'm telling you right now, who's going to be favored, Boston or Cleveland? Who?
I don't. You're the NBA analyst. Boston.
Would you like to reseed the entire playoffs for us based on what they should be?
Tell you something. If Las Vegas is reseeding the playoffs, Boston's one, Cleveland's two. They are.
I don't even know if Cleveland's two.
No, Cleveland would be ahead of New York. But, yes, thank you for that clarification. I have, like most people in the NBA circles, have slept on Cleveland. That's fair. I went and watched Cleveland at Fiserv. They completely dismantled the Bucks in the second half. Complete dismantling.
And you're still sleeping on them.
But he's in the NBA circles. No, he just said so.
Cleveland will be a heavy favorite against the Bucks in round two. But they're a young team. Can they prove it? I feel a heck of a lot better now that Michael has forewarned me that it's Cleveland, not Boston. I would much rather have to play Boston in the championship. And then if they get beat, I think you look at it in a whole different light. Oh, we beat Cleveland.
Eastern Conference Finals, they would play the
So
the
thank you, Michael. I did. I have slept on Cleveland all season. And by the way, so has everybody outside of Akron has slept on Cleveland. Have you heard Charles Barkley or any of those guys talking about Cleveland? No.
No.
Everybody talks about Boston.
Yeah.
It's Boston's East. Anybody said anything about – you can't even name outside of Spida, name me another Cavalier.
Can't do it.
Well, I know Jason can't, but that's my point. They have to prove it yet. They had a great regular season. They play hard. Bucks can beat Cleveland. Bucks, I feel better. I still think Cleveland's going to be a prohibitive favorite. Oh, you're sleeping? Oh, okay.
Bernard Langer.
Jocko. I think they won a pro-am together. That's what I think happened. That didn't even make it. That's how great that story is.
Time for trivia.
Boris Becker trivia. No?
Jesse, what's today's category? Which caller would you like?
Believe it or not, Boris Becker. No, it is the sports weekend recap. Since we're talking about what happened with the Bucks and the Masters.
What did Boris Becker do this week?
Nothing, as far as I know, but we'll find out what else happened in the world of sports. The sports weekend recap, Monday trivia.
All right, caller three. Caller three right now, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Caller three plays trivia next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
I'm the most guaranteed person you can take.
The 2025 NFL Draft.
Is he a lockdown corner? Is he an elite receiving entity?
Round one begins Thursday, April 24th on ESPN Radio, ESPN, and on ABC.
I say go, baby, go, go, go!
Play some trivia. Let's welcome our contestant. It is Steve in the Shaw. Steve, good morning, buddy. How are you?
I am great. I am great. Want to hear some fun stories?
I don't know if any of us went to any tourist destinations. I wonder if they sell fudge at the Masters. Along with that pimento cheese sandwich that sounds disgusting. All right, here we go. Question number one in the weekend sports trivia recap. Steve, question one is this. I'll tell you what, man. Which former NFL head coach and TV analyst made a special appearance at the Wisconsin Badgers spring football practice on Saturday? Was it John Gruden, Nick Saban, or Urban Meyer?
Oh, good question. I just heard that this morning. I heard his clip where he said, you're going to make Miami of Ohio pay when you play them. It was John Gruden.
It was John Gruden. Correct. Jesse, your guy's back. You could do your imitation of his brother all you want now.
I tell you what, man. He was here in the Madison. It's been so long since I've done it. I got to dust it off.
A little rusty.
I'm a little rusty. Yeah, I got to work on it.
All right, Steve, question two is this. Playoff seeding in the Western Conference came down to the final game of the NBA season. Which of these teams finished seventh and must compete in the play-in tournament portion of the NBA playoffs? Was it the Denver Nuggets, the Minnesota Timberwolves, or the Golden State Warriors?
Man, I'm thinking it was T-Wolves. Golden State.
Golden State, They played the Clippers. There was a lot on the line there. All right, question three, let's bounce back.
All right.
Which team won the 2025 Men's Hockey National Championship, the NCAA Men's Hockey National Championship on Saturday night? Was that Boston University, Western Michigan University, or Denver University?
Oh, man. Couldn't ask me who won the women's.
Oh, no, that would be too easy.
Okay.
You want your choices again?
Yeah, give me my choices again.
Boston University, Western Michigan, or Denver?
Can we give a hint as far as, like, was there a player that may be a prominent Green Bay Packer, or is that not allowed?
Oh, you just parachuted in here to try and give a hint?
Well, I'm asking. I'm not saying I'm going to give a hint.
No, you should not give a hint.
I won't give a hint then.
All right, Western Michigan.
Nice job. Well done.
Tausch was going to tell you Greg Jennings was Tausch's plan there.
Or I was going to say there's a great wideout from Denver.
Boston University?
Ed McCaffrey.
No, that's the Broncos.
Ed McCaffrey didn't go to Denver University.
You don't know.
Yeah, we do.
But you don't.
We do.
Well done.
Steve, congratulations. Well done. You got 2 out of 3 right.
Thank you.
Without Tausch giving you intel.
Just let him tell us he loves us and
move
on.
He's got
places
to be.
Steve's got to go. See you, Steve. Steve's got to go. He's got 3 entries. Tausch has got to go tell us about AmFam.
I do. Great draft coming up in Green Bay. And you know who else is great? American Family Insurance, a proud sponsor of Wilde and Tausch for almost 100 years. They've been committed to making life better with the right home and auto protection so you're free to enjoy your dreams. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent at amfam.com.
Am I the only one who thought that sounded like they've been a sponsor, they've been a supporter of Wilde and Tausch for 100 years? Am I the only one that thought that?
After our meeting last week, it feels like you guys have been doing this show for 100 years.
If we were around for 100 years, I would hope AmFam would be a great fan.
Indeed. We only got 91 to go. The 10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch begins in 2 minutes, so stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.